You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Well, we get to continue our Set Apart to Serve series today. We're going to talk with principals at Lutheran schools, and I'm excited about this conversation.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at cui.edu.
Joining us today, Donna Laughlin, principal of Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Batavia, Illinois. Welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, Sue Domeyer, principal at Zion Lutheran Church and School in Marengo, Illinois. Sue, welcome.
Thanks so much.
Well, I'm interested in learning more about the life of a principal at a Lutheran school. What does that look like? And so today we're in Northern Illinois, Batavia and Marengo, Illinois. Donna, we'll start with you. Share with us a little bit about your school and where you serve as principal, what you get to do each day about as being principal at Emmanuel.
It's, you name it, there's a lot that's in the job description and a lot that's not. So some of it's administrative, some of it is relationship building. There's a lot of mentoring going on with teachers, and it's just everything in between.
What was your path to becoming a principal? Because you haven't always been a principal.
No, I was a teacher for about 11 years, and I was serving in San Francisco and I was thinking about a master's degree, and my principal asked if I was interested in considering administration. And so she recommended me for the SLED program.
Oh.
And I went through SLED. And then right after I finished SLED, I was asked to consider a call at Zion Lutheran in San Francisco.
Okay. Sue, what about you? Where do you get to be a principal? How long have you been in administration?
I've been a principal for about 15 years. And this is my third year here. And my goal is I'm retiring at the end of this year. So it's been a great ride, right? And this community is more of a rural community. So you just never know. Lots of mentoring, lots of relationship building, just spending time with kids and families. And you just never know what's going to come in the door. And it's just been a tremendous ride. Just spending time with kids.
What is your background leading up to being a principal?
I spent 30 years in the classroom. I was a happy camper as a middle school teacher. Seventh grade was my niche, and I was very happy there. And it was good. And I had gotten my master's, you know, in those days, administration was a logical one. And so I did. And it was, you know, you should be an assistant principal. So I did that for a while I still taught in the classroom. And then opportunities arose where I could be the principal, and I took those, and I just enjoyed it so much.
All right, Donna, what do you love about being in Lutheran education? What do you love about, you get to do some teaching too as a principal.
Yeah.
What do you love about being in the classroom, being in the school every day?
Yeah, I do really, when it comes to teaching, I just love helping people see their own potential, like the gifts that God has given them and what that means for them in their life. And, sometimes when it comes to teaching, I'm working with a smaller group of kids who are struggling in an area, and just helping them see that they can do something is very, very rewarding, and helping them figure out just what's needed in order to overcome the challenge that they're having. And what I really, really love is I love to mentor. I love mentoring the teachers. I love helping them see that there's something new that they could be doing based on whatever they're interested in. And lately I've been mentoring other principals in other schools and just walking beside them. And I think it's just really rewarding to help other people grow in their own professionalism and their own careers and their own, you know, their own calling.
What makes a Lutheran school a unique place for you to be a principal and previously teaching more in the classroom? What do you love about being in a Lutheran school setting?
I love that we can truly teach the whole child. And I think in other settings, you have to hold back. We don't have to hold back. Everything that we believe in, we get to talk about. and we get to talk about the saving grace of Jesus. And when, you know, when it comes to kids who are having a trouble getting along or trouble in their relationships, talking about forgiveness without talking about Jesus is really hard to do. But in our setting, we get to do that. And so if someone's, and same with working with teachers, if they make a mistake and they feel really horrible, like offering grace instead of law, or, you know, it just, it's so freeing, and it strengthens our relationships with each other too. And it just is very rewarding.
Sue, what do you love about being a teacher and a principal? What is it about this vocation that you just love to do?
I love your relationship. I love sharing Jesus, because we talk a lot about, you know, we're Jesus people and a Jesus school. And, you know, when we talk with kids or work with kids with problems or challenges, you know, we'll say often we talk about, is that the way of Jesus? If it's not the way of Jesus, it's not the way for us. And that helps us immensely work with each other. I love talking and working with parents and with faculty, just that whole common goal, the idea that we can sit down in a classroom together in a meeting and we can hammer out hard things and we can do hard things. But at the end of the day, at the end of the meeting, at the end of the time, we have one boy, and we speak with that one boy and we move forward together in ministry. That's huge.
And it's complex. You shared that it has its challenges. You know, there are complications. There are challenges to teaching, to education, to schools. Let's talk about some of the challenges that you face as a principal and as an educator that you face in teaching in a Lutheran school. I mean, it's complicated. It's complex. There are school boards. They're not short days. They're long days. In addition to what's happening in the classroom, that you have co-curricular and extracurricular activities and responsibilities. And then, as you mentioned, being able to teach about Jesus and disciple throughout the whole experience, teaching the whole person. And of course, collaborating and working with parents, and maybe communication with parents may not always be the easiest. So all those challenges make it a complex scenario. So Sue, let's talk about that. Through the years, you're retiring this year. What are some of the valuable things that you've learned in this complex situation, this complex environment of a school? And how does that impact what it is that you ultimately want to do? How do each of those complex things or aspects of it shape what you are given to do as an educator, as a principal and a teacher?
I think a lot of it has to do with balance. You have to be able to balance all the things that you're called to do. And ultimately, what did we learn as we came out of COVID? We learned, really, we have to take care of each other and we have to take care of ourselves. And if we can do that and create that culture, then we can best take care of the kids and the families that are in our care, right? So figure out ways that we know how to balance our life, be able to say no sometimes. And that's hard because Lutheran teachers don't say no. We always say, sure, I can do that. And we probably shouldn't always. And so we need to learn how to prioritize the balance of our life. And the same goes into your school day and your academics and just the whole total program you have. You know, you talked about the pushes and pulls of life, but the pushes and pulls of it, of teaching and administering a school. We talk about the balances. You know, we have a little saying we talk about, we guarantee your child straight A's here. You get the A of academics, the A of athletics, the A of the arts, and the A of active service. And if you can balance all of it and keep those plates spinning in a way, then you've got balance and you've got a well-rounded program. And you're just taking care of yourself and you're taking care of each other.
Donna, how, especially when it comes to communication, you mentioned relationships are important. When it comes to communication, you've got all these people working together. You've got a whole faculty, you know, all the teachers, you've got a school board, you've got parents, and of course, students as well. How do you bring everybody together as a principal? How do you get everybody on the same track going in the same direction?
I think that being intentional with that communication and really talking about why we are doing what we're doing is a very important part of it. And also keeping everybody in the loop. And just the frequency of communication is important as well.
You know, we've been talking about the fact that the teaching isn't always easy. There can be challenges, right? Working with all of these people. But what is it that keeps you going? What encourages you to keep moving through these relationships in some of the difficult times, Donna?
Well, I can think of a lot of times where I'm just like, what is going on? But in hindsight, I can see what God was doing, and that is what keeps me going. I know that God is working through those challenges, and He's working through them with a purpose for good reason. And so that is, I think, for me, knowing that as messed up as the situation can be or a mistake that I'm making in a situation where maybe I'm not handling it perfectly, but God is perfect and He can still work through that situation.
Mm-hmm. Sue, what about you? What keeps you going? What encourages you to keep doing what you're doing? I mean, you've had a lot of experiences over your career of teaching and being a principal. What is it that encourages you?
I think it's there's the joy and the enthusiasm of kids. How can you not be excited when they come running in the door in the morning, you know, and they want to show you the lost tooth that, or the new shoes, or, you know, their new fur coat that, you know, it's like, it doesn't matter. They have joy. And how can that not rub off on you? So that there is that. And the other thing is there's joy in ministry, right? Because we know we're doing exactly what God would have us do. Right. So you've got to find joy in that. And even when the hard stuff comes, you just like Donna said, God's got a plan and His plan is perfect. And we trust the plan. We trust the plan and we move forward because He's going to take care of it.
We are in our Set Apart to Serve conversations today with Principals Donna Laughlin, Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Batavia, Illinois, and Sue Domeyer, Principal at Zion Lutheran Church and School in Marengo, Illinois. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with principals from Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Batavia, Illinois, and Zion Lutheran Church and School in Marengo, Illinois. And we're learning about what it's like to be a principal, the joys and challenges of serving in that vocation. I noticed both talked about building relationships in the first part of our conversation. So I want to come back to that a little bit. Donna, what are the key first steps for you in building relationships in your context? What are some of the foundational things you do in building relationships in your setting?
I listen to their story, and I've had to learn how to not interject myself into that story too much and just be a good listener. But I think that's where it starts. Sometimes people just want to be heard, or they've got a lot on their mind or on their heart, and they just need to unload it. And then that helps me kind of know, okay, this is what they're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. And now we can kind of, you know, work through it, kind of figure out what it is we're dealing with and how we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. So what about for you? What are some of the foundations of building healthy relationships in your context?
Well, I think Donna hits it on the head exactly. You have to be a great listener, even when maybe you don't think you have the time to do that. But you have to make that time. You have to be approachable. You have to be accessible. And that means you have to be visible, right? And that's hard because sometimes you're just tired. But if you balance yourself and then your team around you that you've built, your faculty, and we find balance together, then it makes it better. And not everybody has to be at everything, right? And so there's balance. And so in a little bit, we have a kindergarten signing. You know, I'm going to make an appearance at that. And then somebody else is picking that up. So it's all workable, but it's a team.
What does having that foundation of healthy relationships, when you're intentional about building those relationships, as it sounds like both of you are, what does that enable you to do in a position of leadership as a principal, Sue?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it builds trust. And if I'm feeling vulnerable or I'm not sure of something, I can look at our faculty, at our team and say, what am I missing here? What's happening here? And they can give me good advice and guidance. Sometimes they'll look at me in the same way and I'll say, we got this. We can figure this out together, or I've got it this time. Or maybe sometimes it's, trust me on this. I got this covered. But that mutual trust and with each other and that openness. And it's okay to be vulnerable, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's hard sometimes for principals to be vulnerable, just like it's hard sometimes for a teacher to be vulnerable in front of their class.
Donna, what about for you?
I think Sue's right. I think being vulnerable, I think what those conversations all often lead to is, after like that vulnerability, people see like, oh, I can do this. Or even like for me, like I wasn't always a principal, and I've helped other people realize that it's not this horrible job that nobody wants. Like, it's actually very rewarding, and that leadership is a huge blessing and an honor. And so when I talk about those responsibilities, like talking to somebody about, would you do this? Would you take on this responsibility? Nobody necessarily wants to have all kinds of extra responsibilities, but when they see it in that light, like, well, I could do that and I do have that potential and that is an honor, then it helps them grow. And that's wonderful to be a part of that.
You mentioned earlier, Donna, that I think you'd mentioned this, that practicing forgiveness, being able to practice grace and forgiveness is so valuable. Being able to do that in the classroom with the students, but also with your faculty, with the teachers as well, with parents as well. What does that do when you are able to establish a culture built on grace and know that forgiveness is a regular practice there? How does that shape what your school environment, what that culture is like? How does that shape everything else then that you do?
It's very empowering, because no longer are you stuck in the past and what has happened. And instead, you're focused on the future and how we can work together to make things better. Whatever happened in the past, it happened. And it's not all bad. Sometimes it's good. And then we're building on those good things too. But whatever it is, the future looks bright. And that gives everybody hope. And again, tying it back to our own salvation, like, we're just living that hope out in our daily lives. But ultimately, we have that hope in our spiritual life too. And so those conversations often will lead to a discussion about, what is God doing in that moment?
Sue, what about for you? What is it about being in a Lutheran environment? It's an environment where grace and forgiveness are practiced. How does that help you in your role as an administrator?
Well, it's freedom. It gives us freedom as a faculty and a staff to collaborate together and to try things. We can throw an idea against the wall, and if it sticks, that's great. And if it failed miserably, okay, well, we won't do that one again. But it gives you the freedom to move forward in ministry and to be refreshed and refreshing, right? And creative. And that's huge for us in our schools, because who wants to do the same old thing every time, every day, all the time, every year after year? We don't. So,
now, I think both of you have made it clear that you love what you do. You love being educators. You love being Lutheran school principals as well. So I want to address this misconception that one of you brought up a little bit ago, that sometimes there's a misunderstanding about being a principal, that it's a difficult and miserable job because of all the messy things that you have to deal with. So let's set the record straight. It can be that, but there are some key elements that I think you both have brought to the table here that make it a joy. So what are the key elements that make this life and service as a Lutheran educator and as a principal that make it a joy for you? What are the key elements that potential future Lutheran educators might consider?
For me, we're sharing life's moments as we go through. This is a very memorable time in our families' lives. They're raising young children. They're reaching many milestones together as a family. And there's just so much joy that we get to go through that with them. And so true, there it's not always easy, but there are a lot of high points in that where it just feels so wonderful to be able to go through those, you know, milestones with them.
Sue, what are the things that you want future or potential Lutheran educators, future potential principals to know about this life of service as a principal that really make it a joy for you?
Well, I think it is a life of service. And, you know, when we have servant leaders, that is huge for us, but it's family. The Lord brings people together. He brings exactly the people he wants in each place every day. And we trust that. That's why we use the call, right? And so as we trust in what God has in place and what his plan is, we know it's perfect. He's bringing people together for his purpose, and that is joy. And, you know, some of the friends that you have are friends that you keep for years and years and years. But it's family, too. We become a part of something more than ourselves. It's a part of this family. We call that church, right? And so we are part of this family here in this time and in this place. And we walk together as family.
Speaking of future church workers, what are some of the things that you as a principal in your school do to encourage young people to consider church work, Donna?
I think one of the things that I've done most intentionally is just making sure that I hire young people. You know, our extended care program, our nursery program, those are really perfect jobs for high schoolers so that while they're thinking about their future careers and what they're going to major in college and things like that, that they feel connected here and that they have some experience in working in a congregation or a school and that it's something that they enjoy.
Sue, what about you and your school?
I'm trying to think about, because Donna was talking, I think I have at least 4 teachers on staff who are alum of our school.
Oh, wow.
And then I was trying to think how many have children that have gone through here. So it's a tradition, if you will, but it is it's very respected. This community highly respects their educators, their pastors, their principals. And it is just what we do. And there is, when an alum comes back and looks for a job, that's a great thing, whether that's in our summer programs, our backup care, or the teacher's aide, or they've gone back to school and have their teaching degree and they're ready to be a Lutheran teacher. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I'm sure that's very rewarding to have an alum come back and to come back to reinvest in that school where they grew up and where they learned so much. We are all out of time for our Set Apart to Serve conversation. I've enjoyed learning about principals and being Lutheran educators. Our guest today, Donna Laughlin, principal at Emmanuel Lutheran Church and School in Batavia, Illinois. Donna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Sue Domeyer, principal at Zion Lutheran Church and School in Marengo, Illinois. Sue, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you so much for having us. Appreciate it.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.